The U.S. Senate has approved two more of President Obama's cabinet picks. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, both Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich voted to move the picks for labor and the EPA along.
Presidential nominations have been the talk of the Senate all week. On Tuesday, leaders averted a rules change that would have allowed senators to confirm a nominee with a simple majority. It takes two votes in the Senate, usually a 60-vote threshold to end debate on the pick, then a majority vote on the confirmation itself. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she has a mantra for presidential picks.
I am not going to block that nominee.
And that's the case with soon-to-be Labor Secretary Tom Perez. Murkowski joined five other Republicans in voting to end debate on Perez. His nomination had been in jeopardy because some Republicans contend he did not cooperate with congressional investigations into his work at the Justice Department. He's been the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights there. While Murkowski voted to end debate, she voted against the final confirmation for Perez and Gina McCarthy for EPA. Senator Mark Begich, who's running for re-election in 2014, voted to move forward with the nomination of McCarthy. She's currently at the EPA, regulating the country's air standards. Her confirmation had been uncertain because of Republican opposition to the president's climate change plans.
No, I had a good meeting with her. We'll have our battles, guaranteed. But I think she understands the importance of oil and gas exploration, and that's where we'll continue to push the envelope to make sure she does not push that the wrong direction.
McCarthy's nomination had been in limbo since March, the longest wait ever for an EPA administrator. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.